Yo, 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 you listen to 119th episode of True Two Sides.
I like that little mini echo there. That was good. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True Two Sides. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the quarantine at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo, yo.
And Mr. Alvin yo, Martinez.
Yo, yo.
And are you guys ready? Ready, ready.
Hey, let's go.
He provided the sounds for Shoe Hall too, so you know he's musically inclined. He was actually supposed to DJ at the White House that day, but obviously he declined. Just like the records he spins, his shoe game will make you dizzy. On the ones and twos, you call him Ray, but we call him Rizzy.
Hey,
brother, thanks for being here. We appreciate you being here. It means a lot. Yeah, it's long overdue, really. I had to ask the guys today. I was like, Rizzy's never been on, because it feels like you should have been on by now after DJing a killer set at Shoe Hall too. So I apologize personally for not having you here.
No, it's all good. Like, I know you guys, you actually asked me like from time ago, and I just couldn't find the time. And now it's the start of the quarantine, and we're in the quarantine. So, you know, schedules got tossed and dangled. So
perfect.
We're here now, so it's all good.
Excellent. I'm happy to know that it's actually your fault. That makes me feel a lot better.
Damn it. I'll take it back. Nope.
We've got a fun little show for you guys today. We're going to talk about a German sneaker store that may possibly win the Savage of the Year award. Plus, we're going to fill you in on Jordan Brand's newest signing. Then we're going to talk a little bit about sports and NSR. And of course, we have to run Rizzy through the ringer on 21 Guestions. Then we're going to get to know Ray a little more when we dive into his soulography. And finally, because our guest is a DJ and a great one at that, we're going to talk music and sneakers. But first, Joel.
Whoosh. Fire round.
Yes, the fire round. Better than Alvin's version. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Kirk Vanderveer. My long lost twin. Out of somewhere in Western Ontario. He says, hey guys, fire round question for a future show. What's a pair of shoes that's hyped or popular that you don't like? He says, mine would be the Air Jordan 11, which is a big one. That's a huge one, really.
Wow.
So I'm going to go to Joel first. Can you think of any hyped or popular sneaker that you're just kind of like, nah, I'm not a fan?
The Travis Scott Lowe's.
Oh yeah. Shout out to Phil.
Off the bat, yeah, that's what I can think of right now.
That's a good one.
I'll think again. True. There's many of them.
There's a lot of them. Sure. Alvin, what about you?
The Adidas the Roshi Run one.
The Yeezy?
The Yeezy Roshi Run. Oh, any color. I don't give a fuck. Fucking ugly, bro.
Oh my goodness. That's aggressive from Alvin to start the show. I like it. I like the energy. He had a rough day.
I love the Wave Runner, though.
Yes,
but just not the Roshi.
Thank you for the disclaimer. I appreciate that. I'm going to go with... I always leave this to the last second, so it is a fire round for me, too, because I never actually think of this beforehand, even though I should. Just off the top of my head, Joel's answer is really good with the Jordan 1 Low Travis, because I really don't like that shoe. But you know what? I'm just going to broaden that and just say the Jordan 1 Low, because I'm not a huge fan of the Jordan 1 Low. I feel like I've made that known for quite a while now. I know, Alvin, I apologize, because that's your shoe at the moment. But yeah, I've never been a Jordan 1 Low guy. Yeah, which one?
I mean, if they stuck with the OG aesthetic with like the Nike branding and everything, it would look cool, but
yeah,
it looks a little different to me.
Yeah, I agree.
I know that you like that, man.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, there's been a couple of retros of it or releases of it where they stick true. It literally just looks like they chopped the top off of Jordan 1, which is better for me. But when they do, like, the weird padding on the collar and stuff, it just kind of throws me off. Like, I'm not down. Ray, what do you think?
Honestly, I'm kind of on the fence with, like, the Travis releases, too. So I'm going to have to say, don't at me. Don't get mad at me. I'm going to have to say the Jordan 6.
Oh,
Travis.
Oh, yeah, the 6.
I mean, I don't know. It's
It's
a little too chunky for me. Plus, like the added, you know, pocket, like outside. But I mean,
I guess the olive green makes it look more chunky.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, shoe I like really liked when I first saw pictures of it in On Foot, and it's kind of like fallen off to me. I don't know if it was just the hype, like maybe I was blinded by the hype and the aesthetic, but
I agree. Like I was hyped when it first released it. Like when you first see it, I'm like, oh man, that's fucking cool.
Well, so good question, Kirk. Really good question. We need to talk about why Kirk doesn't like the Jordan 11, but we'll save that for a different day. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-dee-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Super cute.
Thank you very much. And because I am the youngest, I'm going to go first. We'll see next week who's the youngest, and maybe they can go first. So my pick this week is a Jordan 13 upcoming soon, apparently. It's the Jordan 13 Lucky Green. So it's a original color blocking on the Jordan 13. So you have the midsole is suede, and then the heel counter also has the suede hit around the eye. What's it called? The something eye? Python eye? I don't remember. Whatever the cat's eye thing. Eye. Yeah, whatever it is. Panther eye. I think that's what it's called. So the traditional color blocking of a Jordan 13, but the color on this one is super unique. It's like a light green. I don't even know how to describe it. A lucky green is a great way to describe it. It's like a shamrock shake green. Very different. Almost gives off like PE vibes. Like it looks like it would be some sort of Boston Celtic PE or something like that. Very cool shoe. I didn't even know they were coming up at all, but apparently they're expected to release next week-ish, like around the 4th of July. So happy America Day. Here's some green shoes. But they're just a cute for me. It's definitely a cool shoe. Definitely some cool color blocking. If this was 2012 Lawrence, he would be all over these. But 2020 Lawrence is just going to call them a cute for now. Joel, what do you got?
I have the rumored Air Jordan 1 High 1985 OG neutral gray. It's supposedly returning in sometime next year, 2021. Hopefully there's no pictures yet. Right now, the pictures that are out there right now is the OG one from 85, but hopefully they'll come up to par and like bang this out of the park with the same aesthetic, same shape, same color. If they had like a patina midsole as well, that'd be pretty dope too. But these are like slated to drop like, you know, early 2021, as it says on Sneaker Bar Detroit. For $200 of a, but yeah, man, these are pretty dope.
Which episode was it that this shoe just came up in a recent episode? Does anyone remember what it was? I don't remember if it was it John?
I think it was Ahmad.
I think it was John talking about it. I think it was John talking about it.
Oh,
John or Ahmad?
The Zoom OG guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the context was of it. Maybe it was, was it Sean Collard? I don't remember.
No. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Maybe it was Ahmad. You might have asked what colorway he's looking for in a retro or something.
Okay, yeah.
That was that, or like, if he had a bag of money, what kind of, like, what would he get? Like, something like that. Or I don't know what it was, man.
Whoever said that gets a couple bonus stars, because that's some pretty good premonition there. When we say things on True to Size, we speak them into existence, and this is another example of it. So, But yeah, I saw.
Isn't that the last of the pack that's releasing?
I think so. The other ones? Yeah, I think there's supposed to be a whole slew of originals. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw I don't know if this was a subtweet or not. I think it was actually John today posted on his story. Because if you guys will remember, back when the Breds and Chicago's were originally rumored to release for the millionth time, he wrote an article about, and when we had him on the pod, we talked to him about it, about sneaker media and how there's no real like reliability and there's no accountability in the sneaker media. And he was kind of saying like the Breds were like for sure coming out last year, and then all of a sudden they just didn't. And then I think today on his story, he posted the picture of the shoe and he just said, okay, we'll see. Or we'll see how long this lasts or something. I'm wondering if that was like a subtweet. I don't know if it was against us specifically or not, but John can write us in and let us know. But I hope, with all that being said, I hope they come back because that's a cool ass shoe.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you rate that shoe, Joel?
Super cute.
Not quite those a scoop, but just there. A super cute yeah. for Joel.
It needs a patina midsole, man.
It definitely does.
That'd be pretty cool.
You know what I mean? Like
that would set it off. You know?
There's a bunch of friends of the show who seem to have really good Angelus paint mixes for the patina midsoles. Yeah. So I think, we need to hit up a couple of those friends of the shows and get them to send over those mixtures because it seems like every single shoe looks better now with a patina midsole. I don't know what it is about 2020, but everything looks good.
That vintage vibe, man.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of vintage vibe, Alvin, what's your pick this week?
So apparently they're going to be retroing the OG Air Jordan 1 lows. Difference being, you don't have the padding on the sock liner. Also, the tongue doesn't go as high as the retros that are out right now. They look more like an SB or like just a regular Nike Dunk like tongue. And it's a little bit more of a sleeker, I would say, like silhouette because it's not as bulky. That's probably the one thing I didn't like about the newer Jordan 1 lows is the tongue goes up so high.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't match like the height of the actual shoe, so I'm thinking about cutting my tongues, to be honest. But it's like half a Jordan man jump man on the tongue now. these are dope. Like the colors that are coming out, it's just like a white with gray slash like a light green.
Maybe
like a turbo green. I don't know.
Turbo green.
And then the other colorway is like white, black with like a vault swoosh. And obviously it's got the wings logo on the back. These specific colorways are just a cue for me, but if they come out with like some other dope colorways, like some OG quote unquote colorways, I might have to cop those. We'll see.
Which between the two do you like better?
Probably the gray.
The gray with the barely the green.
Gray swoosh.
The gray with the green, it's going to be easier for me to rock to the office if I ever go back.
Yeah, if offices ever open again,
Yeah,
yeah, oh my God.
And Rizzy, I was told that unlike our guest last week, Christopher Chu, you actually have a pick for us. So what's up?
Well, I don't know. I was asking you guys if you guys want me to get a pick.
No, please. We do. Chris was supposed to have a pick, and he just got lazy, so.
Okay, well, in that case, my pick is... the Nike Air Dunk Low St. John's or University Red colorway. I mean, I like it. I mean, they're releasing the two out of the pack. The Brazil already came out sometime last week. But I picked the St. John's / whatever University Red for a reason, because me and my girl just been talking about this. And I'm like, so ever since whatever this dunk wave, you know, came around, recently, I've been kind of, you know, reminiscing back on like the old beaters I had, and I actually had the 2004 St. John's.
Whoa, nice,
dude! Yeah. And then it was back then. It was more like okay, like that shoe for me was like more of, you know, going to a convenience store, like taking out the trash, going in the mail. It was like, you know, the slip-on shoes that I can just like use out the door, right? Mm. And then I couldn't remember if I threw it out or not, and then my girl just told me, yo, I remember you threw it out because it was like beater's hell and you needed a new beater. So I'm like, oh man. I even asked her because I couldn't remember myself, right? So I even asked her, I'm like, so I didn't really donate it to anywhere, I just threw it out. She's like, yeah. I'm like, ever since then I've been like,
oh no,
okay. Yeah.
Sad face, yeah,
so it's cry face. Yeah, exactly.
So this is like a big pickup for you then.
In this version, to be honest, I'm on the fence.
Really?
Because I look at the shoe and I don't know. We basically know how it looks like, you know, like the official images are there. But it's not the same. I don't know if you guys know, but it's not the same. The main difference is like the Viotex. Joel, I think your older OG ones or the retro had the premium leather.
The liner. The
inside lining.
Yeah.
So I like that better, but the 2004 came with white leather lining, man. And then now I guess it's the same as the Syracuse Reds. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. Like, I don't hate it because of that, you know.
It's but the little still, details, still nice though.
And I got really excited when they said they were going to release it. I'm like, damn it. Like,
just look at the garbage. I'm just guessing because I know how the three of us are. And when a sentimental sneaker like that pops up and you say, yeah, I'm on the fence, that means you're going to buy it. So next time we see Rizzy, he's going to own the shoe for sure.
He's going to have it.
I'll be there.
Yeah, his girl is staring at him right now. That's why he's saying, yeah, I'm not sure. But he's giving us the eyes that he's actually definitely buying them.
Yeah, man. So devastated. But it's not like, okay, I look at it the positive way because at that time, I didn't really care for it. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, I gotta keep this fucking pristine. Like, no, it was the pair to just, you know, like to beat around.
Yeah.
So it's not. I didn't have too much of a sentimental value. It's more like, I fucked up.
Yeah, should have just kept it.
Shit, man.
Like, I could have donated it, you know, like do something good with it, but I didn't. That's what breaks my heart even more.
Someone else could be enjoying them right now, but no, they're in the garbage.
Exactly.
That's a good pick, though. Man. All those new upcoming Nike Sportswear dunks are pretty sweet, so I'm glad you picked that shoe because we haven't spoken about them yet. Mm-hmm. Next up, Rizzy, you have 20 seconds on the clock. Can you name 5 sneaker boutiques in Toronto?
Livestock, Adrift, Blue Tile, Capsule.
That's four.
What? Foot Locker?
Sure, we'll take that. It's an easy question when you're not pressured to answer it, that's for sure.
Sometimes I laugh at you guys and be like, that was easy, and now we're
He's like, I've been buying shoes for years, and now I can't think of where I've been purchasing them from. So the main reason that I did that with Rizzy, as much as I wanted to ridicule him on live television, is because I just wanted to remind everybody to support your local. That's 5 really good options to purchase from. There's a ton of other ones in Toronto: Haven, Nomad, Exclusity, a ton of other stores online and not in Toronto and in Canada and wherever you're from.
Haven.
So don't forget. I know. Fuck. Don't forget to support your local. As this whole thing stretches on and on and on, the stores are going to struggle more and more and more and more and more. So whether it's buying gift cards or buying stuff online, you know, everything counts for these guys. And if you want your city to keep getting pairs of shoes that you like, you need to support them now, because you're just going to push the stores back, and they're going to push the cities back, and their accounts are going to get pushed back, and it's going to get all messed up. So Rizzy, that was a good 5. And if you're listening to this, make sure you support your local now more than ever. Next up, This Week in Kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. And first up, Sneaker Boutique goes full savage mode. So this is like barely news. Like, it's just something I saw that I laughed at, so I wanted to make it news. So what happened? Obviously last week, the highly anticipated Ben & Jerry's Nike Dunk Low SB released at skate shops specifically around the world. The official release on sneakers and Nike is tomorrow, Tuesday, or today if you're listening to this. But skate shops got them on Saturday, a little bit early. So, of course, because of COVID-19, the only real way to get them was through online and Instagram raffles. And a sneaker store in Germany called Bonkers, which is a pretty cool name, made the most savage mood in the history of savage moves. So the store, I started following them recently because, I mean, they were getting the shoe and I wanted to win a pair. So the store has been noting on their Instagram that they plan to delay contacting the winners on purpose. So they may delay it for days or weeks to make sure that people actually still follow them. they don't want people to unfollow them like the day the raffle ends if they didn't win, right? So they want to make sure you're still following them and supporting them. So they just wanted to see who would stay around if they didn't get an email. So apparently today they sent an email to an individual who entered the raffle, and the email said, "Hi, we just drew you as one of the winners for the Nike SB Chunky Dunky. However, we noticed you no longer follow us on Instagram, so we had to cancel your shoe and raffle it off to somebody else. No. Good luck next time."
Damn. I love that though, bro.
Like, obviously, I think that's sick. Like, that's so cool. It's very on brand for a skate shop too. Like, I think that's hilarious. Yeah. But yeah, like, I mean, it's like I said, it's barely news, but that's just, I mean, it's smart because you want to make sure people are continuing to follow you. But yeah, shout out to Bonkers in Germany. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, it's even better that they actually told him about it. Like, that was it. They could have just like left it, but they made sure to reach out and say like, "Hey, bro, you could have won, but you done goofed." Like, yeah. And next up, Jordan Brand has a new signing. So today it was announced that Jordan Brand has signed a new person to their roster, but this time it's not a player; it's a coach. Oh. So Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints, who often wears Jordan 11s on the sideline on game day, is the newest person to be repping the Jumpman. This makes him the first ever coach to be added to Jordan Brand's roster. Sean Payton says he met MJ during Super Bowl weekend this year at Michael Jordan's new golf course and said to Payton, "You're wearing Jordans on game day. I see that. I'm making you the first Jordan coach." And then a couple weeks later, like 2 weeks later, Sean Payton got an email from Jordan Brand, and they inked it out. Like, damn. Can you imagine somebody actually following through with that? Like Michael Jordan saying that to you, and then he follows through with that. It's just like the coolest thing ever.
Yo, I'm about to be a coach, bro.
For real. I know. Anything is possible now, bro. Anything is possible. If they're giving it to the coaches now, then we have a chance. We're getting there. Next up. Previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Joel, anything to report for you?
The brand Keen sent me a pair of these unique woven sandal kind of things. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. It's like eco-friendly. It's an eco-friendly sandal / shoe. I'll have the review up soon time. I guess when it's nice weather, take some pictures outside and whatnot. But yeah, it's a Canadian brand, Keen.
I don't know if it's Canadian or not.
Could be wrong.
That's a good question.
I don't know.
They're very outdoorsy though. They're very it's very hikey, traily.
Hikey, trail, whatever.
Campy.
Yeah, these are very cool. It's like a woven kind of shoe, slip on sandal, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, they sent us these just to try out, to give a review. But yeah, man, shout out to Keen.
Yeah, shout out to Keen for real. Cool that they thought about us. Alvin, anything there? Any people you saw in the last couple days there, bud?
No, not recently. No,
not recently.
not this week. Not yet. Anyway.
Can you prove it?
No, but you can't prove it either.
So. No, I can't. I honestly, okay, so I met up with NetMag yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was going to post a picture of Tong and be like, "This is for Alvin." And I thought it was like too petty. And I was like, I feel like the clingy girlfriend. Like, hey, I have friends too. Like...
I would have reposted that shit.
but yeah, so I met up with Tong yesterday. I had an outstanding raffle win aside from the random box. I came third place in a raffle maybe 2 weeks ago. And it wasn't for something my size. And Tong, being the good friend, nobody else asked him of this because this is good friend policy only, was able to hook me up with something in my size. So he was able to. I won the black metallic gold Jordan 1 mid. From 2003, dead stock, but I obviously don't wear a size 8. And he was like, "Do you actually want this shoe?" I was like, "No, I don't even know why I entered this raffle." And he was like, "Okay, what do you want?" So we worked something out. I sent him some stuff. We, you know, we crunched the numbers. We did the math. We did the big boy talks. And I ended up with the LA to Chicago Air Jordan 1 SB, which is, I've been talking about it, yeah, for quite a while on the podcast that I've wanted them and finally picked them up. Got a good deal, obviously. So shout out to Tong for those. And I picked up another pair. Like I said, sent him some stuff, worked some stuff out, crunched the numbers. And I also got the Safari Nike Dunk Low SB as well, which are crazy. Like, I hadn't seen them in person yet, and, like, unreal. Like, so good. I didn't even know there was a mini swoosh on that shoe. Like, that just makes the whole shoe for me. But, yeah, really good quality shoe. Really happy with them. So thank you, Tong, at Net Magnetism. If you aren't already following, obviously, give them a follow. It is possible to win Grails for $11. I've now done it several times. But I have a pressing question for you guys before we get to Rizzy's pickups for the last couple weeks. It's maybe the most important thing I've ever asked you on True to Size now. It's very important. So I got the Air Jordan 1 SB. Do I put it with my SBs or with my 1s? Where do I put it? I don't know.
Ones.
With the ones.
I say it goes with your ones.
You guys say the
what
ones?
What box is it? What box is it?
It's a Jordan 1 box.
Jordan so 1 box. So it goes with the ones.
But on the tongue, it says Nike SB. The LA to Chicago.
But where does... where does it look better in the stack?
It would look better if it wasn't in the... Okay, so what if it wasn't in a box at all?
Then you just put it on top of everything else because you got to display that shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Okay, I think I'm going to put them with my Jordan 1s then. Thank you guys. I don't know if I have space with my Jordan 1s, but I'm going to make space. I thank you guys for that. That was killing me inside. I almost didn't even get the shoe because I'm like, where am I going to put them? I don't know. Like, this is, it's just going to sit on the floor forever now. Exactly. But yeah, so I'm in the process actually of stripping them right now. The purple lasted about 2.5 seconds. I already knew I wanted to get rid of the purple immediately. So basically a pair of Chicagos is what I picked up. Very excited about it. Rizzy,
just strip it, just completely Chicago's or what?
All gone, all the purple. I'm gonna leave a little bit of yellow residue because I like the vintage look that it gives it. But other than that, no purple, all the purple gone. Rizzy, any pickups in the last couple weeks?
I would say there's a trade, Kyle.
Yeah,
I've been trading a lot of SBs, but I recently got that that SB, the Biggies.
Yeah.
So the reason that what I got it is because I kind of want to bleach it. I don't know. I'm seeing like these people doing it, but people are like fucking up and they don't really know how to do it properly. So I'm gonna try to take my time.
There's a bunch of tutorials because there's a bunch of denim shoes that people have done crazy stuff to. Yeah. So I'm sure you could find some cool tutorials. Hit it with sandpaper too.
A lot of people fuck them up too.
Yeah. Or get a Dremel. Use a Dremel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dremel would be nice.
True.
That's a good pickup. That's a low key. I haven't heard about those in quite some time. That's a good pickup.
Yeah.
Next up.
Yeah, yeah.
Thumbs up.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I've been on this, like, I just want to add, because I've been on the, like, SB tip, but I'm trying to see if I can incorporate, like, some sort of, like, music in it. So I thought of the Biggie ones. So
nice.
I tried to look for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that's good. Keep it a little bit true to yourself, right? That's good. Keep it true to size, like the Dooms, if you will.
Oh, shit.
It's like when they say the name of the movie in the movie you're watching, and you're like, they said the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Next up, thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. So 5-6 years ago, this would have been a unanimous thumbs up, I would think, from everybody. But it's 2020 now, and I want to know. Thumbs up, thumbs down to Foamposites. Joel.
Down.
Ooh, Alvin.
Fuck!
man.
The most hesitant. Yeah. Did you just write true and false on the same answer on a test? I'm gonna go thumbs up. Easily, I think. Rizzy, thumbs up, thumbs down. Phone posits.
Oh, man. Christian Flippin' Lazy is going to hate me for this one, but honestly, I'm going to say down, man.
Man.
Yeah. Let's just say I was.
You can't. No, you can't. You can't. You can't. You can't. No, no. I cut your mic. I cut your mic. Your phone is locked for 60 seconds. Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And I don't know about you guys, but yesterday, live sports was on for the first time in a long time, or something that was interesting in live sports. And it was Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods versus Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson in a round of golf. And it was, all things aside, no sports in the last 2 months, all aside, it was quite entertaining. Like, I really enjoyed it. I do enjoy watching golf, so maybe that's a slight bias I had, but I enjoyed it. So I want to know, NSR, what's another sports crossover that you would like to see? Because I thought I would like to see Tom Brady doing anything, and Tom Brady is about as good as me at golf, and it was really humbling. It made me feel so good about myself because I love Tom Brady, and I was like, this guy is miserable at golf. It was like watching me on national television for charity play golf, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. And then he holds one from like 150 yards away, and I was like, okay, maybe not. But but so my answer to this, while you guys think about it, is I would love to see Zion and LeBron play football, whether it be against each other or whether it be them two against some NFLers. But those guys could probably knock out half of the NFL just based on body weight alone. So definitely for me, I want to see Zion and or LeBron playing tackle full contact football. Joel, what about you?
That was a good one. That was a good one right there.
That was definitely a good one.
Zion and LeBron.
I had a long time to think about it.
I would probably say like I'll go into boxing maybe, and I'll probably say like maybe have like Chuck, like Charles Barkley and Shaq.
Honestly, that would be so entertaining. That's a really good answer.
Dude, I would pay for that.
I would know, if that was on pay-per-view, I would pay to see that.
For sure.
Seriously, yeah, I'd say that.
That's a good one. Alvin, what about you?
Coming off from The Last Dance, I want to see MJ and Isaiah Thomas hit up the octagon, yo.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
No boxing shit, yo. Give me that octagon no shit, dog.
Yeah.
I want MJ to let it all out, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jordan rules. I'll show you Jordan rules.
Isaiah would be like, he would be scared.
Oh, yeah.
No?
Mike's got what, like 5 inches on Isaiah? Like, I think probably about 50 pounds.
But I will pay pay-per-view for that.
Oh yeah, I'd pay
for sure.
Easily I would pay to watch that. I would go watch it live. Yeah, I need to see that happen in person.
Yeah.
Rizzy, what about you?
All right. So on top of my head, this is kind of weird, but all right, Serena Williams. Badminton.
That's a pretty sweet answer, too. Yo,
dude, bro. You have to have the softest touch. Bro.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Dude, it's a challenge, man. It's a challenge.
She would bust that birdie in half so fast. Yeah, like, just one wind-up.
You got to step outside your comfort zone, man.
That's true. That's a really good one. Those are really good answers all around. That may be my favorite NSR ever. That was really good. next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. E-E-E. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. So first, a YouTube comment. First of all, shout out to everyone who's still just plain listening to us on YouTube. I know that we promised we were going to be on video on YouTube and we made it about 2 episodes and then quarantine hit and we haven't been able to put out a video in quite some time. But our audio is still uploading to YouTube every single week. So shout out to everybody who still just plain out listens on YouTube. I have to hand it to you. That's very impressive. But this one, the YouTube username is Jeb767 and he lets us know that John Jones did actually have a Nike and a Gatorade deal before all the BS happened. Last week when we were talking about the UFC, he made sure to let us know. And also, just because I know he's going to hate me if I don't say it, Calby also let us know the same thing. But Jeb767 let us know first. So he's the one who gets the official EEE on that. Sorry, Calby. Got to be quicker next time.
What if Jeb is Calby?
Maybe he is. Calby would be the one to send us the same EEE twice, just so we could mention him two times.
Or what if Jeb is Bones Jones?
Well, J-E-B, John Bones. It's in there. If John Bones Jones, if you're listening, come on the pod. You're a good friend of the show. We don't hate you for anything that you did.
Friend of the show.
And the second EEE comes from our frontline hero from last week that we shouted out, Syz Goss, S-Y-Z-G-O-S-S. I'm sorry for mispronouncing that, out of Britain. And he says, "Sup, just listening to the latest pod, and as a Brit, I feel like I should let you know that Sotheby's, Alvin, how do we say it?
Sotheby's.
You're all wrong. He says it's pronounced Souther, like mother bees. Sotheby's.
Sotheby's. Sorry, bro.
When you say it with an accent, it makes a lot of sense. Like, I don't know how we didn't get that before. Sotheby's.
Sotheby's.
Are those the Norther bees? No. The Souther bees.
The Souther bees.
No, those are the murder hornets. It's neither of the bees. Next up, thank you for the EEEs, everyone. The moment that every single person on the planet has been waiting for. It's time for 21 questions featuring our good friend, our guest, and our DJ, Mr. Rizzy, a.k.a. Ray. Are you ready, Ray?
No.
You shouldn't be. So you're going to get your own little personal fire round. It's 21 questions. Answer them as quickly and as accurately as you can. There are no wrong answers, but keep in mind, there are also no right answers. Are you ready?
Okay.
Question number one, red or blue?
Blue.
Question number two, crew socks or no shows?
Crew socks.
Question number three, original boxes or drop fronts?
Boxes.
Number four, pineapple on pizza?
No.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, Lawrence. I know you love that.
Oh, my goodness. This is a shame. I'm part Hawaiian, man. That's really offensive.
Okay, from time to time.
Every time is time to time. Question number five, Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
Jason Mark.
Number six, Yeezys or OVOs?
OVOs.
Number seven, glow in the dark or 3M?
3M.
Number eight, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Number nine, Dunks or Air Forces?
Dunks.
Number 10, favorite Jordan model above the Air Jordan 14?
Maybe the 20s?
Okay, I love the 20s. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Number 11, what is your favorite sneaker brand, not named Nike, Jordan, or Adidas?
SBs.
That's Nike. Cheating.
Can I repeat the question again?
What is your favorite sneaker brand, not named Nike, Jordan, or Adidas?
Saucony's.
Okay, true. Yeah, we'll take that for sure. Number 12. Yeah. Lower price with a regular box or a higher price with a special box?
Higher price with a special box.
That's the correct answer. Number 13, who is the most influential person in sneakers right now?
Right now? Oh my gosh. I would still say Jordan, man. Like he just broke a record for that 500,000 shoe he just sold. Like,
yep, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. If it wasn't him before the documentary, it's certainly him again after the documentary. Sure. Easily.
No doubt.
Number 14. What is pictured on the Canadian loony?
A beaver?
A loon. That's why it's a loony.
Damn it.
Number 15. Elephant print or cement print?
Elephant.
Number 16, Ooh. Laces tied tight in a bow or hanging loose?
Bow.
Number 17, turkey or ham?
Turkey. Come on, man.
Number 18, in bowling, what is it called when you get three strikes in a row?
Turkey.
A number 19, hey. Warsaw is the capital of what country?
Germany?
Poland. Yeah. Poland is the answer. everyone knows that. Number 20, what is your number one grail?
My number one grail, I'd probably say my Supreme Dunk.
Okay.
True.
It's a good one. Number 21, would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Three
pairs. Wow. Mm-hmm. Quantity over quality for Rizzy on this day. Oh,
I can't just rock the same one every time.
That's very true.
True.
It's hard.
For that question, there is no wrong answer. That one, that statement is very true. So next up.
Yes.
You got 1 out of 21. I'm proud of you. That's really good.
Does anyone win in this game?
No, I win never, every single time, never. Actually. I'm undefeated. So next up, this is a part of the show we call the Soulography. This is where we like to get to know your sneaker history, if you will. Ooh. So we're going to start off really quickly with what got you into sneakers in the first place, Rizzy.
Honestly, it was those Syracuse Dunk Highs that I showed you guys in the Zoom chat before. Ever since then, like, it kind of made me, be more interested of what else colorways they had of that specific shoe. And it was like a stupid steal from Foot Locker, top box, like off from the outlet. And I think I got it for like $40, like something Damn. Stupid. And then ventured from there, from, you know, the Jordan silhouettes and then, you know, the Air Maxes and everything else.
Syracuse. That's a good first, like, entry shoe. That's very good. Usually people's entry shoe is crap. Like, mine is like some GR pair of Dunks from Foot Locker when I started working there. That's a very good starter shoe. So what is your sneakerhead timeline really like? Because I know you mentioned you were into other shoes after that, but what was it like? You started with the Dunks and you wanted to see where that went. But where did the Dunks lead you? And then where did that lead you after that? And then where are you kind of at now with what's in your collection and what you're wearing in your steady rotation?
Yeah, so basically, like, around high school, when I started collecting Dunks, so I was into Dunks and SBs, and then, I started playing Filipino League. So obviously, it was all about basketball, and, you know, you admire all the great ones, like Gary Payton and, like, Allen Iverson and all those guys. So you tend to look at a lot of basketball shoes, so that's where, I kind of got me into the Jordan 3. So after that, the Jordan 3 kind of, gave me the wow effect. That, the story behind it and everything else. And then, the other silhouette kind of followed, like the Jordan 1, 2, 3, and so on. And, anywhere in between those, I kind of crossed over some Air Maxes and stuff like that, collected the OG silhouettes, colorways. And then, they started with, like, the Air Max Day. So I really got into that and, got the Air Max Day. I think you guys actually... did want to clarify, I think it's the 2014s that it first dropped, Joel, the 226 Air Max, I believe.
Well, the Volt ones,
was the first one, 14.
And then anywhere in between, I kind of just had like random New Balances and Sauconys and all that stuff, and that's basically it.
So where are you at now? Like, is it still a really wide range of stuff, or is it? Did you kind of like focus in on one thing? Like, it seems like we all kind of turn one direction.
No, I'm still kind of in the Jordan 1 and SB lows right now, or even highs. I still, would randomly check what's available in like SBs, or if I can make the trade, or because you gotta understand. I don't know if you know, but maybe Joel knows. Like. Back in the days when, like, SBs, it was, like, so easy to find. Yeah. But now it's beginning to be a little bit more broadened. It's hard to acquire pairs now. Even the ones that, like, you're hunting for.
Yeah.
So it made, well, nowadays, like, it made hunting that much harder, which I actually truly appreciate because, you know, like, that's how it was anyways, and that's how it still is for me. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm still into, like, the Jordan 1s. I have the core purple ones there somewhere. Like, I got those. Even though, like, the hype wasn't too crazy about it, but I love it, man.
No, it's a solid, that's a solid shoe. So, I know you're super into SBs. Like, we've talked SBs for a long time, but how do you feel about this whole SB wave that's happened? We've mentioned it on the podcast before, but it's always interesting to get the perspective of different SB heads on how they really feel about the resurgence, or the, I don't even know if you want to call it resurgence, it's higher than I think it's ever been right now.
How do you
feel about the whole hype train that's on Dunks and SBs right now?
No, yeah, for sure, I can definitely comment on that. I think right now, based on that, there's pros and cons for me. One of the cons that I would say is, you know, like I said before, you know, just because there's a wave now on the Dunks and, you know, everyone's going after the same thing, it makes that much harder for us that's been kind of into the SBs to, it's hard for us to cop a specific silhouette now, or even, you know, hunting for a specific pair, which is fine, you know, like, and that brings me to the pros of things, because, you know, now that they're saying SBs are back, whatever, that gives, you know, other people opportunity to, you know, learn more about the culture and why it's been, you know, the fucking OG collab shoe, you know, like, and, you know, like, I appreciate that. Like, a lot of people are finding out now, like, you know, what's the history and why is this wave of Dunks, like, here now? Like, you know, it gives them more information, and they tend to do the research themselves, which, you know, it's cool. But yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. Like, I don't mind it. Like, I don't hate it.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's...
When it first, you know, happened, I was like, oh man, you know, how am I gonna get shoes now?
Like, I was gonna say the same thing. Cool. Like, it seems like a lot of SB heads are starting to come around a little bit. Like, I was in the same boat as you, and I feel like all of us can relate that when SBs and Dunks started to come back around, I was kind of like, oh man, like, I thought I had something. Like, I thought we had that one thing that was kind of like the deeper end of the sneaker pool, where it was like you had to dive really deep to get into SBs, and it wasn't everybody, and it was like very niche. And now it's like, I see, like, people, everybody wants a pair of Dunks. Like, regular Nike sportswear Dunks are selling out, and everyone was like, all the SB heads were like, oh man, like, why is this happening? Let us just have one nice thing. But it's kind of coming around to, it's like, I mean, it's something that we love, and it's getting attention, which means we're getting a lot of cool collabs and collections and stuff out of it. So
that's true.
If that has to happen for it to go that way, then whatever. Like, the Ben and Jerry's is one of the best shoes, I think, in the last couple of years, but SBs in the last, like, 10 years easily, for me. So, like, that doesn't happen, I don't think, if this whole wave doesn't happen at the same time. So,
yeah, you know, Nike, once they release, like, something, for sure, you know, Nike is gonna kill, like, these releases, and, you know, like, especially, like, the Ben and Jerry's, like, you know, they're gonna do something, like, crazy for that. So, shout outs to Nike for sure for doing something, like, incredible. Like,
yeah,
I think the Ben and Jerry's is, like, you know, don't at me on this, but honestly, it's one of the top releases for me this year. Like, hands down. Like, the Travis Scott's, like, this Ben and Jerry's killed it, man. Like, it killed it out of the park.
I agree.
You can't hate on it.
As soon as I saw it, I called it the shoe of the year for me. Sure. And I don't see how anything, unless something crazy happens, it's unbeatable for me. Like, the execution, the marketing, the storytelling, all of it is just, like, it's Nike SB in a nutshell. It's why I really like Nike SB. Like you mentioned, it's the OG collab shoe. Like, it's the best shoe to do a collab on, and they absolutely killed it. Like, no doubt. We mentioned what got you into sneakers, your timeline. We got sidetracked on SBs a little bit because that's what we do on True to Size. What's keeping you in sneakers right now? Like, we know what got you into it, and as we mentioned, sneakers is getting harder and harder, especially when you're an SB head right now. Sneakers is tough, but what's keeping you in it? What's keeping the love going?
To be honest, surprisingly to say this, but this whole Dunk wave recently is keeping me in it, because, like, I love the hype. Like, I specifically love all the OGs, like, taking pictures of shoe and just me looking at it in my feed. Like, I'm happy, man. Like, people are, like, bringing out their old, you know, shoes that they haven't wore for so long, and I love seeing that, man. I love seeing all that stuff like come out,
yeah.
Especially from, you know, like crazy like collectors. Like I'm probably not even crazy, but there's other craziest people out there that, you know, have like crazy grails that, you know, they don't even wear. And there's sometimes they're even DS for collections, but I love seeing them.
Yeah, man.
Thanks.
That's a very positive way to look at it. Yeah, Matt, guys, I love the guests we have on True Size, bro. Everyone's so positive. He could have said, honestly, man, I hate this SB shit. The only thing keeping me in it is Canada Got Soul because you guys are the only good thing about the sneaker game. But he said, honestly, the hype, the challenge. That's good. Yeah,
that's a good word, challenge.
That's a really good answer. Because now that everyone's trying to be the same, you're challenged to be different once again. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Keeps you on your toes, bro. So as mentioned, Rizzy, champion DJ. He actually won several gold medals at the 2010 Olympics for DJing. is here. So we do want to talk music and sneakers a little bit. It would be a shame if we didn't. I do have a couple just little topics for us to talk about. So music and sneakers have obviously been synonymous for like a long time, like the whole My Adidas thing back in the 80s until now. Like it just seems to, the wave has always been on the same wavelength between sneakers and music. So it seems like now more than ever, Rizzy, there's more DJs than I've ever seen. And I don't know if it's just the resurgence of, or the hype of social media, but it seems like there's a ton of DJs all over the place. And it seems like all these DJs are also sneakerheads. So they're very intertwined. Like why is it, do you think that DJing and sneakerheading is so like synonymous with one another?
That's easy, man, because hip hop was in that era. It was in that era of sneakers. And, you know, if you look at what, for example, like DJ Clark Kent would say, it's like, you know, when you're exposed to hip hop, you know, like you tend to look at, you know, what they're wearing in the street or in street clothes. Even back in the days when, you know, we had baggy clothes and we still wear Air Forces and stuff like that, it was still there, you know, like it was very intriguing to see other colorways and stuff like that. And then, you know, throughout the generation, they would release I don't know, for example, the De La Soul or something like that, you know, like specific silhouette that ties together with music. But it's not even because of the collab. It was just like a way of life, man. It was when you guys mentioned, you know, like the five elements of hip hop, you know, sneakers is somewhere in there, you know, like it's in the same community, you know, it's not. It wasn't like a subcategory. It was something that we all did at the same time.
That's a great answer. Well, I love
that's just me.
No,
that's
I agree. My opinion, agree 100%. Like, I really like that you said, like, it's just kind of like hip hop is, it's like ingrained in hip hop and you want to see what they're wearing. Cause, like, up until we'll say, like, whenever I started working at Foot Locker, like 2009, Alvin can attest to this. To a T. When I started working at Foot Locker, I was like the whitest white boy that ever whited. Like long hair, like yacht rock, as Mr. KJ to the B would call it, like all the way, Blink 182, Sum 41, like give me that, all that, all day. And then, you know, start working at Foot Locker. And you're exposed to these different people. Like, it's my first job. So my whole life, I mean, you're never like out in the world until you get your first job and you're out there by yourself for real, for real. And you're exposed to these people that you've never had a chance to hang out with. And all of a sudden you're introduced to hip hop and R&B and all this kind of stuff. And it obviously worked well because I worked at Foot Locker, but you know, you're working with people who are into this. So you get into this and then the sneakers comes with it. And then like, I think like 100% what you said, Rizzy, is great. Like when the music, you want to see what the musicians and the artists are wearing, and that's where it comes from easily all day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like for example, when I put on my recent post for my Biggie SBs, you know, I think I said something about like, any of you guys been into, you know, the Tommy Hilfiger jackets with goggles and stuff like that? Like I was weird like that, man. Like I was into that way. Yeah. I don't know, like just the old people, but I wanted to be like them, you know, like it just goes to say that, you know, you tend to see like what they're wearing and, you know, kind of influences you too, right?
100% to a T, bro. So we've been asked this quite a few times on the podcast as well. And we're going to bring it up again, obviously, because we have Rizzy here. But it seems that, artists and entertainers are kind of if not have overtaken athletes in the sneaker world, in the sense that their influence and their style and all that kind of stuff is overtaking athletes who are actually performing in these sneakers on a day-to-day basis on the sports field, court, whatever. Do you guys think that they have jumped over athletes as like the biggest figurehead in the sneaker world? Like, is it entertainers now over athletes? And this is for everybody. So we'll start with Alvin. What do you think?
Yeah, man, definitely. Mainly because like what you see athletes wear, you're not going to really see the kids wear on the street. You know what I mean? So like the stuff that the artists are wearing right now, like Travis, anybody, Kylie.
Yeah, no,
shout
for
out
real.
To Kylie.
Friend of the show.
Like they're the reasons that dunks are popping off right now. It's not because of a skateboarder. Yeah. It's because of a music artist, you know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, yeah, and then Jordan 6s, bro, like I mean, yo, Jordan 6s are dope, but these kids aren't buying Jordan 6s because they like Michael Jordan. They're buying Jordan 6s because Travis, like, did his thing, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm saying hell yeah that music took over because, like, right now, like, whatever basketball shoe's coming out, it's not going to be the first thing you pick when you want to rock an outfit, you know what I'm saying? So that's my thoughts.
That's a big fact. Joel, what do you think? Mm. Have athletes been overshadowed here?
Well, if you think about it, the common denominator is the musician. So it's you have like the NBA players, even in their tunnel walks, you know, they're highly influenced by like what like even the Travis Scott, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they'll be rocking Travis Scott.
Such a good point.
And it's like or Yeezys or whatever. It all boils down back to the musician, back to the artist, back to the hip hop artist. So it's not like even PJ Tucker, like even what he rocks on court. You know what I mean? Like, we would never, like, even think of balling in a pair of, like, you know.
Yeezy
like,
twos.
Yeezy ones.
Yeah, or, Yeezy yeah, ones, like, yeah.
You know, Red Octobers, you know what I mean? Like, we would never think of that. But this guy will go and ball in it just because, you know what I mean? That's
he can?
Yeah. It's what it's made for, right? So it all comes back down to the musician. So, yeah, indeed, 100%. Like, musicians have taken over, like the fashion world, like whatever. It drives the hype. It drives the hype train.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I definitely agree. That's a great point about the tunnel walk. And it's like, I'm pretty sure it's a J. Cole line, but it's ball players want to be rappers, bro. That's it. And like, exactly. You've seen the tunnel walk. Like, the tunnel walk has gotten bigger than some of the games at this point. Like, I'm sure if you asked a lot of these kids, like if you polled most of the conversation, most of them would know more what Russell Westbrook wore when he was walking from his whip to the dressing room than what he dropped that night in points, assists, and rebounds. Yep. So, I mean, at this point in time, for sure, I have to agree with you guys that it's entertainers 100%. If you asked me 5 years ago when we were all wearing LeBron 9s with our baggy jeans, it might have been a different answer. But that could honestly just be because there wasn't as many entertainers getting the shine and the recognition that they deserve, because these entertainers are creative, man. Like that's what they do. They entertain. They're musicians, they're artists. Yeah. And this should have been done such a long time ago, because as much as you gotta love them, Kobe, LeBron, KD, they're not creatives per se in the same way as an entertainer or an artist would be. So when you give them a shoe, they're gonna, it needs to be functional before it's fashionable. And when you give an artist a shoe or an entertainer a shoe, it's fashion first. That's what it's made for. So like Alvin said, it's straight to the street with it, and that's what it's meant for. So then when you give an artist the possibility of making a performance basketball shoe that Jordan won his first championship wearing, I mean, how can you beat that? There's no way that a friggin' athlete can even participate in this discussion. But Rizzy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you guys definitely nailed the coffin for sure, but I just wanted to add a couple of things. I know, Lawrence, you said something about, you know, being a creator. I think that's like that's definitely a huge word, because as an artist, you're automatically a creator. So if, let's say, for example, Travis Scott or Kanye West or whatnot, they have music, but at the same time, you know, I think, scratch it. I think all artists are into fashion. Let's just face it, because you know, when you film your music videos, you know, you're constantly being bombarded with, you know, how is Kanye gonna look? How we want her to look? Like, how we're gonna dress him up, or how we're gonna dress up Travis Scott. And if we give him a shoot, that's even crazier, because, like, you know, everyone is following their music and everyone's gonna follow at the same time. Where, as opposed to, I guess, the athletes, where I'm not gonna say they're not a creator, but I think they have their own craft.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, they're affiliated with a lot of those artists. Hell, they're even like probably like friends, you know, and they're all of them are like exposed to fashion. So when it comes to fashion, I definitely highly agree. I think it goes back to the artist way.
Okay, so just to finish out the conversation, because that was really good talks, by the way. And I think we've asked this before, but I don't know if we've ever actually pulled the entire squad and asked, what's one artist or entertainer you think needs a shoe deal, and who would it be with? So this is for everybody, and I'm going to answer first. I'm going to prolong the question as long as I can, because you guys need to think about it. Because this is important. This is important content. So my answer, it's kind of cheating, but it's kind of not, would be Justin Timberlake. And the reason I'm going to say that is because he's kind of had stints here and there. Like, it's kind of like, I don't even know what to compare it with. Like, he had a collab with Jordan Brand last year. He released like two pairs of shoes and he's gone. Like, he's not steady on the roster where, like, you have Travis Scott, who's getting a shoe every 3 or 4 days. Like, it's kind of ridiculous now. But I feel like Justin Timberlake's relationship with Jordan Brand is a lot stronger than people realize. Like, it dates back all the way to his suit and tie tour with Jay-Z, where he did the all red Jordan 1, Jordan 2, Jordan 3. Those never released.
Dude, that concert was nasty.
Amazing, bro. I love that show. Such a good show.
That concert was sick.
I'm so happy I made it. I'm so mad that I didn't get any issues from it. But anyways, all those should have released, like, easily. Those are all bangers. And I think that Justin Timberlake is one of those. He's got the creative side. He's got the backstory. Like, he's got the vision for a different side of specifically Jordan Brand that you don't really get. Like, I don't want to say country, but, like, look at the Man of the Woods stuff, where it was, like, it's just, like, different. Like, you don't see brown suede with the camo box and the orange laces on a pair of Jordan 3s. Yeah. Like, I feel like he's got the vision and he's got the different aesthetic that Jordan Brand could use. Like, not that it needs it, but it could definitely use it, and it would definitely do well. So for me, Mr. Man of the Woods, Justin Timberlake, needs a consistent deal with Jordan Brand to do some more stuff, because the stuff that he has put out has been sick and we need more of it. Joel, what about you?
Oh man, like, I'm like outdated. I don't even know any like new artists.
Doesn't got to be a new artist.
Does it have to be a new artist?
Nah, anybody.
An artist that already has a deal.
Anybody? Somebody that doesn't have a deal.
Just anybody who doesn't have a deal that needs a deal.
I don't even know. I'm gonna have to think about it.
Okay, we'll come back to you, Alvin. Do you have something for me?
I'm gonna go with Brian Puspos. He's like a Filipino choreographer.
Okay.
His dance style is like, I don't know, man. The moves he has for certain hits of the beat is just like stupid. Like, yeah, he doesn't have millions of followers, but he's just like next level. And I feel like he needs to be, I don't know, discovered more, or just let his creativity just shine a little bit more. And the brand, I mean, he fucks with Vans a lot, but he also has a ton of Nikes. But I mean, I feel like in terms of creativity, Nike can probably give him that platform to be able to like create his own shoe. And I'll go with Brian Puspos, man.
I just looked him up. He has a pretty sweet style, so I'll give you that. And the first picture that
it's different.
It's unique though. That's what you need. Yeah, you need it to be unique so you can bring a different thing to the table. And the first picture that I clicked on Google Images of this dude, Rizzy's going to love this. He's actually wearing the Syracuse Dunk High. Your boy.
I love him.
Brian Puspos.
He's my hero.
So.
He's your cousin. No, that's your cousin.
Wait a second. This might actually be a picture of Ray. One second. Let me zoom in.
Doppelganger.
There you go. Ray, what do you think? Who's an entertainer or an artist that needs their own shoe, and who with?
Man, these are good questions you think of, man. It's amazing. Kudos to you, man. It's really good. Honestly, the top of my head, Kendrick had a good run.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wasn't subtle in terms of all the lines that he did. There was probably like one shoe of Cortez's that I really liked, and the rest I couldn't really settle for. honestly, but this is a long shot, but maybe J. Cole.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, for real.
Only because I like his music. Like, I don't know how he would do with Nike, with the Swish brand or Jordan brand, but it would be cool because, like, you know, if you look at Forest Hill, like, you know,
Carmine he's already
rocking the Carmine.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's already an exposure right there, man. Like, and I still want those. I don't even have those. Like, I still want those, that pair.
That shoe will always be the Forest Hills Drive shoe. Like, it's such a weird thing, man, to know, but I feel like everyone knows that he's wearing Carmine Ones in the Forest Hills Drive drive cover.
Fire, man.
Actually has a deal with Puma right now, but I just feel like it doesn't fit. Like, I don't know if that makes sense or not. Like, obviously, if you're J. Cole, get the bag. If you're Puma, get whoever you can at this point. That just doesn't fit the aesthetic for me, and maybe that's just that one image of him sitting on the roof of that house in the Carmine Ones. But I just feel like he's a Jordan man or a Nike man for sure. Like, that's a really good answer.
There's something there.
He has the endorsement already, but we'll take that because that's a good answer. I agree with that. Joel, what do you think? We gave you 4 hours to think about it now.
I know, man. Okay, I got it.
Okay, great.
I was gonna say J. Cole.
My bad. But
were you also gonna say Justin Timberlake and Brian Puspost too? Like, you're like, yeah, oh, man, all my ideas.
Yeah, I couldn't pronounce Poos Post, though. I can't say it. So I'm going to say, like, I know Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's with Nike.
Oh, true.
I'm going to say, like, Joe Coy. Like, at least, because I know that. He rocks sneakers, man. Like, on his, like, crew shows. Like, he's got some heat on his feet, so.
He always has a fresh pair.
Man. So I'm going to probably say him, man. Like, at least, like, give him, like, something. Like, maybe a Huarache or something like that.
Okay.
Some loca, some simple for him, like, you know?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one of the
I like to see him.
One of the stand-ups I saw him doing, I'm pretty sure he was wearing off-white Prestos. So I think I see the vision that you're talking about there. Yeah. So the last couple episodes now, last couple weeks, we've been finishing the episodes with what we're calling the frontline worker shout out. And essentially, we just want to give a big props to everybody who's been working the front lines, whether it be at a hospital, whether it be wherever, and just let them know that we appreciate them and we appreciate what they're doing. And this week, I'm actually submitting my own because I can do that. And my frontline worker shout out goes to JO_D3OsNEY because our boy Joel has not stopped. When I stopped working for a while, Alvin's been working from home for a while. Mare, his wife, has been working from home for a while. Joel never stopped working, bro. Joel was in there. Man. We were talking the whole time. We were talking about quarantine, bored, this, that, whatever. Joel's like, I work at 5 a.m. tomorrow, bro, so I don't know what you're talking about. So Joel, I just want to let you know that we appreciate you. All the listeners appreciate you. You're doing great work, and I hope you stay safe. And that's from the heart.
Thanks,
for
sure.
That's from the heart, bro. Man. Rizzy, same goes for you because I know you're still out there working too. So please be safe. And Rizzy, thank you for joining us. This was a really fun episode. We appreciate you being here. It was good times. We hope to have you back soon. We hope to have another shoe haul in the next couple of years at least, so you can DJ it for us.
I hope so. You know what I was just like saying before, like, I can't wait to have a party just for everybody. Like, just for to celebrate that we're kind of off.
Yes.
Like this COVID stuff, you know, and just appreciate what's been happening and hopefully back to normal type of party.
We're going to have a block party and we're going to shut the place down and we're going to invite all the listeners from near and far. Rizzy, we appreciate you. This was fun. We hope to talk to you again soon. Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys called CGS Talk. You can find it at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more called CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSold@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use hashtag CanadaGotSold on Instagram for a feature. I've been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
And Mr. Ray, where can they find you, sir?
Yeah, yeah. My name is Ray Lontok, and my IG handle is RIZZY.
Ah, he's been working on that. I like that. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 119 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Rizzy, and we are out. Peace.
Peace.
Breezy, that was mad good, bro. Thank you.
Yo,
that was very fun.
Yeah, man,
that was a good one.
Bro.
That was
Thanks
a real good one.
Me, guys. I appreciate it, man.
No, that was real good.
Yeah. When Joel told me yesterday, I'm like, yeah, fuck, I'll do it, man. That was like the best time. Like, fuck yeah.
Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah.